听力课堂，听 class.com.
This is justvocabulary.com, and today's two words,
drawl
and
vociferous.
This is Just Vocabulary episode 431. I'm your host, Yun, from Cape Town, South Africa. Let's get started with our first word, drawl.
Drawl.
According to Joanne, her boyfriend has bright blue eyes and a beautiful Texas drawl.
Drawl.
But Lisa, unlike Joanne, doesn't like his sudden drawl.
Drawl.
Mark speaks very slowly, and by the time he drawls a complete sentence, I'll be old and gray.
Drawl.
The verb and noun drawl is spelled D-R-A-W-L.
Drawl.
What does it mean? To drawl is a way of speaking in which the speaker draws out the vowel sounds and pronounces words slowly. The noun drawl means slow speech with the vowels drawn out. Drawl comes from the Middle Dutch word dralen, which means linger or delay. When you speak slowly and draw out your vowels, you drawl. Synonym is to say or speak slowly. Okay, let's move on to our next word, which is the word
vociferous.
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 The vociferous coach yelled at the players throughout the entire game.
Vociferous.
Carl Icahn is a vociferous supporter of Microsoft's deal to Yahoo shareholders.
Vociferous.
Vociferous opponents of the bill protested angrily outside the government's building.
Vociferous.
The adjective vociferous is spelled V-O-C-I-F-E-R-O-U-S.
Vociferous.
What does it mean?
Vociferous means shouting noisily or shouting in a noisy and determined way. Vociferous describes something that's extremely loud and often repetitious. So, for instance, vociferous people express their opinions and complaints loudly and repeatedly in speech. And vociferous demands are made repeatedly and loudly.
Vociferous.
The word vociferous is derived from the Latin vocis, which means voice, and ferre, which means to carry. All right, here are some synonyms. Loud, boisterous, noisy, or shouting. And two antonyms are quiet or silent. That means it's time for a short review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word?
Inveterate. Inveterate.
It's also an adjective and it means firmly established. For instance, the adjective inveterate describes someone with a particular habit, activity, or interest that is long established and unlikely to change. Example sentence, Frank's dad was an inveterate gambler.
Inveterate.
Okay, and that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback or comments, you can email me at justvocabulary@gmail.com. For now, I'm your host, Jan, from Cape Town, South Africa. Hope to see you again soon. Bye-bye.